Hi, dictation for Roland Mayberry, R-O-L-A-N-D, M-A-Y-B-E-R-R-Y, date of service 12-17-2025. Date of last visit was 12-3-2025. Date of birth is 1-12-1983. Date of accident is 5-11-2025. Mr. Mayberry is a victim of an automobile accident, and he is here for follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was T-bone on passenger side. He has some issues with his historical mind. His mind is not giving proper history. He is forgetful, and maybe it's an effect of the brain trauma, but we are not sure. He seems like less his memory is definitely less in providing the history from the beginning of the time. And we still have to rely. He reports that his pain is 8 in the lower back, 7 in the left knee. He did receive an intra-articular injection into the left knee that brought him some relief. He denies any headaches, denies any neck pain, mid-back pain, and no radiation of pain or numbness, tingling are reported in the upper or lower extremities. Patient reports 70% improvement. And kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues, substance abuse, and the compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 122/75. Pulse is 79. Pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 12-3-2025, dictation number 0307-016. Plan is to review the maps, and the patient is found to be in compliance. Review the drugs, order the drug screen, and review the past drug screens. And patient is being scheduled today for a left knee injection intra-articular, and also facet joint injection of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 based on the MRI finding on the left side. The MRI findings have been reviewed before, and they reveal that there is a facet joint hypertrophy of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 bilaterally. Today we are doing the left-sided joints. Similarly, patient has a meniscus tear in the left knee. Along with this, there is a fissure in the cartilage. In the medial femoral condyle with underlying subchondral edema of the left knee. So patient will benefit from these injections to the left knee. A 5cc injection was given under fluoroscopy mixed with dexamethasone and Marcan. The facet joint injections were done with arthrogram on each location at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with the fluoroscopy machine. 3cc of dexamethasone with Marcan was injected. Patient tolerated the procedure well. The needles were withdrawn completely, and patient went home on a stable vital signs. Thank you.